So that sucked. That was not a good game. Caps had a real good opportunity to come in and get a nice sweep in this game, and they decided instead to come out and make life very easy for the Philadelphia Flyers. And so it was a pretty boring game to watch. I know that I was sitting there and I was actually doing some other stuff on my iPad while the game was going on, because there was no pressure. There was no energy really from this Capitals team. There was nothing that felt like it was going to be a game for victory. I was at work today and I was thinking, I had a really fun idea of coming in here and having a broom. And when I started this Facebook Live thing, just having the broom sitting in where I am right now. And I'm really disappointed I didn't get to do that. I thought that would have been a lot of fun. But you know what? I just reading on Twitter that Carlson said that the Caps made life way too easy for Michael Neuwirth in the first two periods. And yeah, I was saying that a couple of times tonight, and that was definitely how it appeared. And they did. They made life way too easy for Michael Neuwirth to make the saves. A lot of shots were from the outside, and you can't do that. It's not going to work. They would get a lot more goals. Look at the goal they scored tonight. Oshie from in front of the net, making life difficult for Neuwirth. And do not let the third period fool you. The Flyers had no interest in playing any offensive hockey in that period. Their game plan was to hold on for dear life and keep their season alive by playing as much defense as humanly possible. Their goal there was to only play defense. So the fact that the Capitals dominated the third period is partially due to the fact that they woke up a little bit, but it was also due to the fact that there just was no effort, there was no effort to play offense by the Flyers. They had no interest whatsoever in playing an offensive game there. And so I don't give as much credit to the Capitals as they probably deserve for that third period, just because the Flyers had no interest in playing offense there. It was a little interesting to see that there was not as many penalties as you expect the Flyers to take in this game. And obviously, they want to be on their best behavior, especially after what happened on Monday. But you have to wonder if, you know, is this just a Capitals team that's going to score on the power play? And if the opposing team doesn't take penalties, then there's going to be a problem. The Capitals going to be able to start scoring in a 5-on-5? And if they can't, the series is going to go longer than five games potentially on Friday. It was just an ugly game. I mean, this team, they were talking about this during the first intermission, that the Capitals are not getting enough 5-on-5 goals. We saw that tonight. They're not getting enough good looks. They're not getting in front of the net. They're not making life difficult for the opposing goalie. And so for them to think that they can just shoot from the outside and that things are going to go well, it's unrealistic. It's not something that's going to happen. It's not attainable. You're not going to beat this team. And even though Neuwirth did play a very good game and made some really nice saves in the third period, you made it really easy for him for two periods, and so he could just kind of settle in and relax. You didn't make things hard for him. It's game four. All of the pressure was on the Flyers. All of it. A little bit on the Caps. Most, if not all of it, was on the Flyers, and you made things easy for them. You made it real easy. You took stupid penalties, gave them a power play. Taylor Chorney, I mean, aside from that first penalty that ended up being a goal, I thought he played fine, but I'm hoping Orpik is back. I don't think having Orpik out was what cost them the win here. I don't think that was the problem. I think a lot of, when you give up two goals, you should be able to win a game. You should be able to, this team with the offense that they have, they should be able to win. And we need to see, and they said this during the broadcast, we need to see a lot more from the second line. I don't think we've seen nearly enough offense that's, you know, you can see them playing with the puck, but they're not putting it behind the goaltender. With Williams and Kuznetsov and Burakovsky, and they had their opportunities. They had their opportunities tonight, and they're not scoring goals. So it's not good enough right now. When it comes to Game 5 on Friday, they're definitely going to have to up the pressure a lot, like as much as possible. Because if they come out with that same sort of lackadaisical attitude in the way they played tonight, it's not going to go well. It's just not. It's going to be another loss, and this is going to be real interesting. And I know over the next couple of days, we're going to hear all about the history the Capitals have, being up 3-1 in the series, and how things didn't go well there, but it's not the same team. It's not the same guys. It's not. There's no comparison between the two. Tonight was a game where they just came out and they just played poorly. It was unfortunate, and sometimes I guess that's going to happen, but you would have liked to have seen more of the killer instinct. You would have liked to have seen them continue to push the pedal and keep the engine and keep going forward, and you know, to some extent, for lack of a better terminology and sort of dark sounding, but to not, to put the knife in the back and just end it, you know, end this series, be done with it. And they didn't do that. And it was just not good enough for them tonight. So it was very disappointing, very boring at times, but You know, it was not great. The non-goaltender interference call from, was it Wayne Simmonds on Holpe? That's a tough call. I mean, it really is. It's a tough thing to say one way or the other as to whether it really was goaltender interference. I think from a couple of the angles, it looked like he bumped him in the head before he was the puck went in. And then from another angle, it looked like the puck was in and then Simmonds bumped him. So it's tough to say what the call really should have been. Part of it looked like Holpe's upper body may have been out of the crease. So easy, fair game there. I mean, it was a tough call. In the end, I don't think it necessarily threw the game one way or the other. Like I said, they've only scored 2 goals. And if the other teams have scored 2 goals and you're able to score 6 in the prior game, yes, 5 of them are on the power play, but you're not going to get 17 power plays or however many they got in Monday night's game. The fans are not going to continue to throw things on the ice, which fans, you were very well behaved tonight, so good job. You're not going to have these opportunities where the opposing team is going to continually make the same mistakes. And so for them to just play the way they did tonight was just completely unacceptable. And it was hopefully a thing that they're going to up the pressure on Friday. And I do think they're going to up the pressure on Friday. I think this is a team that's going to wake up and come out Friday with a ton of energy. I keep looking this way because my notes are over here, just a heads up, so I don't think I'm crazy. I think this is a team that is going to come out on Friday with a ton of energy in front of the home crowd at the Verizon Center, understanding that this is an opportunity to end the series. I think depending on what's going on with Orpik, they may even up their energy and their pressure a little bit if they know that they're going to need a little bit longer of a rest before the next series to give him a chance to get healthy. I'm glad that no one else got hurt, and I hope that Scott Lawton is okay. That looked bad, and by no means is that dangerous hit by Carlson. That was definitely an accidental thing in terms of him getting hurt. A lot of it was because he, like they said, lost an edge, and he just went to the boards awkwardly, and that looked bad. I mean, that is a lower body back injury. Not lower body. Lower back injury like none other. I mean, I have a bad lower back sometimes, and mine's nothing compared to what looked like happened to that dude tonight, so I hope he's okay. That was pretty scary. I guess part of that injury could have pushed the Flyers to be a little better, but I don't know if that was necessarily the case. I just think they're playing for their season, and the Caps forgot that this was a playoff game, I guess. That's one way to put it. So, yeah, that was ugly. That was. I would have liked to have had the broom sitting in my place right here, but that got ruined. So I don't really have a funny plan for the next one. I'll have to think of something good. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the recap tonight. It was a disappointing game. It was not a great effort, and you would have liked to have seen more from this team. You know, in a situation where they really had an opportunity to dominate. I'm guessing the Flyers are going to stick with Neuwirth, even though he didn't really have that much to do for 40 minutes. But he did play very well at the end, and I think if you're the Flyers, you want to keep him in because he's been playing very well. I don't see any changes coming to the Capitals team. I mean, who knows what Trotsky does tend to like to do things like that and move guys around to different lines, but it seems like there's no need to make any changes with this team. I think that they just need to up the way they've been playing and they'll be all right. But I think that's pretty much what we're going to see going into Friday's game. I imagine it's going to be the same. And hopefully Orpik's okay. I haven't seen anything on Twitter regarding whether he'll be not back, but like what's going on. But I think pretty much everyone's pretty confident and that's probably a concussion. That was what happened to him. And it's unfortunate that it happened at the hands of a D-bag like Ryan White, just in the way that guy played. You go and you injure somebody, and then you go and taunt the bench of the opposing team. I mean, well, that's just classless there. But it was actually nice to see that the Flyers players, for the most part, were actually behaving themselves tonight. So we'll see what happens in Washington on Friday at the Verizon Center. I will not be there because I am the kiss of death when it comes to Caps and playoff games. I'm 1-4 or 1-5. In my lifetime of going to playoff games, so I will stay away for the betterment of all. But yeah, that's pretty much it for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And for a couple of the viewers, as it says here on this little thingy up here, thank you for tuning in. And we'll have this uploaded shortly, depending on if I know what I'm doing with Audacity, onto the official What the Puck page. So thank you for tuning in. Brandon will be here, I think, on Friday with the recap. And yeah, that's it. Let's get some more shots in front of the net on Friday. Let's crash the net, make things difficult for make things difficult for Neuvirth or Mason or whoever they decide to put in. Probably going to be Neuvirth. And let's go Caps. We'll see you.